We go to Deutsche Welle this morning in Berlin, and our correspondent at Deutsche Welle chatting to us this morning is Lars Halter. Lars, a very good morning to you. It's Friday, and I hope that you're looking forward to a good weekend.
Absolutely. Good morning to you. Good to be back.
Lars, two natural gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea are currently leaking, and analysts believe that, you know, Russian attacks are to blame for this. So tell us the latest on that.
Yes, quite a story all through the week here. First, we had one leak there, then it was two and three. And as of right now, they have detected four leaks in the Nord Stream and the Nord Stream 2 pipelines, and four leaks at the same time in pipelines that have been working for years without a glitch, at least one of them. That's not only suspicious, but it makes it very clear to security experts that that has to be a sabotage, especially since seismometers have detected explosions in the area. And obviously, you know, with the state of current affairs, everything clearly points to Russia. And that's also what the EU says. If we read a tweet here by Josep Borrell, the High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy in the Union, he says that it was clearly Russia, and they're preparing new sanctions against Moscow. That's what they're working on right now. But here, for a little bit of background, Nord Stream is a gas pipeline that was delivering natural gas from Russia to Germany for over 10 years. It opened in 2011. And then you have Nord Stream 2 running almost parallel, and that has just recently been finished. So it's really brand new. And due to the war in Ukraine, it was never used, but it was still filled with gas, and that's for technical reasons. And that's also why the leak was detected, because even that unused pipeline was letting gas out into the water. And all these leaks, by the way, are in Danish and Swedish waters, and it's quite a picture there with everything bubbling up. And those waters now had to be closed off for all shipping.
Chatting this morning in our Deutsche Welle segment to Lars Halter. Lars is chatting about the Baltic Sea and a gas pipeline that's currently leaking there. What does this all mean for the gas market, considering, you know, that a shortage of gas has already caused a major energy crisis in Germany and in other countries?
Well, it's quite interesting here. Looking at the gas market in Europe, as big a catastrophe as this might be, this really has virtually no effect at all anymore, because Nord Stream 2, as I just said, was never even opened. And Nord Stream 1 has also been shut down for a couple of weeks by Russia. Initially, of course, Russia had said, or they're still saying, that it was shut down for technical reasons and that a turbine there needed a replacement. But it had already been clear to the West that this was not really the problem, and that Moscow was just shutting down the pipeline in response to sanctions against Russia. And so, however, one thing when we're looking at the market is clear: an attack on these pipelines leads to panic in the markets. And that, of course, can lead to potentially higher gas prices, even higher gas prices, I should say. And that is probably what Russia wanted to achieve.
A very good morning to you, and of course we are chatting in our Deutsche Welle segment this morning to correspondent at Deutsche Welle, Lars Halter, and we're chatting about the shortage of gas and the energy crisis out in Germany and other countries due to this particular pipeline in the Baltic Sea that is currently leaking. Lars, what about the environmental side of this particular story? Because, you know, gas leaks and oil leaks become quite a large environmental issue in terms of, you know, disasters that it causes.
Oh, absolutely. And fortunately, we can't really even compare this to an oil leak, because oil leaks, as we've seen in the past, can really be disastrous. This now, of course, has quite an impact as well, and it's definitely a big part of the problem. It's still not quite that bad here. Let me explain. All in all, there's around 500 million cubic meters of methane that are expected to bubble up in the Baltic Sea. And methane, of course, is, as we know, 25 times more destructive to the atmosphere as carbon dioxide. So it's really, really a problem, since these emissions from the leak can really, if they add it all up, about as much as the emissions of all of Germany for about 2 weeks. However, there's enough scientists now that are saying that the water itself in the Baltic Sea will probably absorb a large part of that, and that it's fortunately not even very dangerous to sea life. In fact, if there is any environmental fallout for the sea, it would be rather local, regional. It would not impact the entire Baltic Sea, and it's very unlikely that we see long-term damages. So mostly we're looking at an emission problem, and that is, of course, not a pretty thing, but it's fortunately not quite as bad as we've seen in the past with oil leaks, for example.
That's our Deutsche Welle segment for you on a Friday morning, chatting to Lars Hartl, correspondent at Deutsche Welle, about the Baltic Sea gas leak at the moment and the effects on not only the economy and the energy crisis out in Germany and other countries, but also the environmental effect on that. 16 minutes past 10 o'clock. A very good morning to you.